Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Bachelor Podcast. I am Jared Freed. I am not joined by my co-host Kay York City, Kay Brown, because today we are doing a special bonus in studio. We don't usually go in studio. Usually it's Kay on one coast and me on the other, and we kind of zoom it up. But today we are joined by two very special guests, Serena Pitt and Joe Amabile.
Amabile. You're close, though.
I gave a shot. I jumped off the cliff of your name.
You did.
And I totally botched it. Well, thank you guys for coming on. Joe and Serena, great to see you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Nice to be in studio.
I watched Paradise, watched the love come together. You guys are engaged.
We are. We actually just had an engagement party a year later.
How does that work? Okay. You get engaged in the show, but then it's like, let's go home and date. Is that,
well,
you know, engagement party a year later, that's not the normal.
No.
Yeah.
No. Usually people get engaged, and I would understand what people don't let the Bachelor couples off the hook with is that, like, this is not a normal situation.
Yeah, nothing about it is normal. So we kind of just go with what works best for us. But I feel like because you come off the show and you're engaged, and then it's a secret for a couple months. So it's not like we're having an engagement party and like right after when we get home because we can't tell anyone. And then by the time the show ends, it's just like totally hectic. So we always knew we'd probably have one eventually. I know it was important to my parents. It was just a matter of like when timing worked best.
Well, how do you do the secret stuff? How do you, you at this point, especially Bachelor in Paradise, you two already have a following.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
is it an open secret or
it's supposed to be a secret. Now, if I tell my mother or a few of my friends, they're not going to tell. Like, who are they going to tell? Now, I can't come on Betch's podcast and tell people.
Yeah. But you two, Joe hangs out in Toronto for a weekend. People are going to go, well, what the, if they're a fan.
Yeah.
It's an if you know situation.
Well, technically, you're not supposed to see each other. They plan like three weekend getaways for you that are very top secret undercover.
They pay?
Yeah.
They cover it.
It's actually really, really nice.
Very nice.
It's going to be amazing because no cameras, all the, all the money of the Bachelor franchise, no cameras in the Bachelor franchise.
Well, and you're in a beautiful home in like the hills.
So what are the three vacations? What are the three?
Yeah, they call them like happy couple weekends. They all are in LA.
Okay.
And you get an Airbnb and you're basically locked in that Airbnb for, I think it's like two, three nights kind of thing.
Is it one of those like fun Airbnbs that you're like, I would never get it? Like it's got like a water slide. You're like, who the fuck does this?
It has like three rooms for the two of us.
The ones where you're on Airbnb and you look and you're like, I would get that if I was rich.
Right.
So that's what we get.
I'd do a month there for 50 grand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So all in LA. So do you get, what's the fridge situation? Are they stocking the fridge?
Stock the fridge and you could order as much as you want off of Postmates, Grubhub.
So you have an open account.
Well, you have someone that you message and say like, hey, we want to order John and Vinny's. This is what we want. Can you order it for us? And they'll order it and have it delivered.
What a John and Vinny's plug. Holy shit. I mean, they're getting all the free.
That was, I think, like the first thing we ordered because I'd never had it.
And that's like the talk of LA. You know, that's like a spot.
Yeah. The first thing we ordered was
the pastrami sandwich.
Cantor's. It's okay.
It's fine.
Well, he lived in LA for 2 years, right? And I, before the show, had spent little to no time in LA.
Right.
So he had all these good spots, but we couldn't go to them. So we kind of did like the base level grocery shop and we're just doing a lot of Uber Eats orders.
You can't go to Erewhon and get the the protein shake for $7,000.
No, you cannot. No,
you can't walk around with that.
All right, let's talk about Erewhon for a minute.
You want to talk?
What a fucking joke.
Hold on, I'm talking to a grocery guy.
What a fucking joke.
So hold on. You see Erewhon. So the grocery thing, before we get into Erewhon, you seem like a reluctant king. I would describe you as.
That's sounds like a compliment.
It's a compliment, yeah. Because it doesn't seem like you thought that the Bachelor franchise would give you all of this kind of attention. If you were on the same, Serena, and this is no insult, if you were on for the same amount of time as Joe, we wouldn't know you.
Yeah.
And Joe, you kind of get caught up in this archetype that people become obsessed with. You're a Hallmark, movie character. I think that's what people came attracted to. They go, grocery store, good looking, fun. Oh, he's a little anxious,
never heard anyone describe you that way, but that is so
I should be in a fucking Hallmark movie.
You should write one about you.
Yeah.
No, because that's what people, listen, I know this show, but I'm the idiot dude yelling at it from my couch. And and it's mostly women watching the show, and they become, there's a storyline that people attach to you that may be true or not true. Chicago guy, accent, family business, grocery store, putting out the produce. And then they're like, look at the, and then you're on the show for an hour.
Charming, handsome.
Your mom might, add those in. Italian mom, she probably
yes,
was.
Yes.
Now, that's gotta be bizarre.
It was. And I didn't have social media when I went on the show.
You didn't have none?
Nothing.
What year did you go on?
2018.
Well, why no social media? Is this weird to you, Serena?
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in a neighborhood in Chicago where social
media. Dude, you're not, it's not the 1920s. Hey, Joey and Maybelline!
Yeah.
No one's yelling out, get the Sunday sauce! Make it sound black and white.
I agree, but I was also in an industry, I was in the produce industry mm-hmm, where everybody mm-hmm. was 20 years older than me.
That makes sense.
You
didn't have a need for
it. I didn't go to college. I went straight to the Board of Trade.
Okay.
So just, it was
What's
just,
the Board of Trade?
The stock market.
Gotcha.
So
what are you doing on the stock market?
I was a trader for 5 years. I traded in the NASDAQ pit.
So you go and people that's not a college job. There's people in the pit. They go straight there. They learn. Yeah. It is more of a trade than it is this high end. I'm in the Wolf of Wall Street suit.
Well, that's what it was. Open outcry, trading huge numbers, very stressful. It's basically gambling.
And are you doing the pro? Is this from Trading Places?
Similar to Trading Places.
Yeah.
Similar to that scene.
This audience has no idea what movie. Serena just went blank. Trading Places.
Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd.
Right. Great movie, okay. But it's a
Toronto guy.
I mean, it's all about that.
Yeah. And so my father, my family was in the produce business our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
So after the stock market, because I ended up losing all my money.
Okay.
I was 24 years old. I quit and just got into the produce business.
Basically. So 18 to 24, you're working the stock market.
Yeah.
You lose all your money.
Yeah. I started with nothing, but built up a lot at a very young age.
Because you're at the casino table. You have a good run. Then you have bad runs. And then you're 24. You're sitting there. You go, I'm going to go work with Pops.
Basically, yeah.
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 And does he take you in? This is a Hallmark movie. This is a movie.
I know.
Right?
We're writing it right now.
Right. We're writing it on the fly. I want credit. Yeah. So at 24, you go, puppy dog hanging the head. You're bring me in. And he's you're on tomatoes.
Basically, yeah. He was and it was, I went from making a lot of money
to
basically nothing. Had to build myself up in that industry. Got a job wholesaling produce. Went in to my friend's store for a percentage, owned a little bit of that, and that's when I had gotten casted for The Bachelor.
Who put you up for it?
I was walking in another grocery store, Whole Foods, and a lady walked up to me, handed me a card, said, "Are you single?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Would you consider going on The Bachelor?" I see the card. It says The Bachelor. I'm thinking they're asking me to be The Bachelor because I know the show.
Because he doesn't have social media.
Yeah, right. No social media and a mom, an Italian mom who tells him he looks handsome in a suit. He's "Oh, you want me to be the star of the show?" Of course.
Yeah. It adds right up.
Basically. And took a few interviews after that. They asked me to send in a video. I was too awkward and shy to do it. I couldn't pick up my phone and talk into my phone.
Yeah.
They set up not Zoom, but whatever was at the time, Skype, I think.
Yeah.
Skype meeting. And that's it. Then I got picked.
Wow. So then you go on the show and you do it and you probably think, well, that was nothing. Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You go home. If anything, I prep myself. I'm like, it's going to be embarrassing. But like my cousin, she's a big fan of the show. Mm-hmm. She's like, don't worry. You went home night one. No one's going to know.
That's it. Ah! And then all of a sudden,
everyone knew.
Everyone. I mean, Freya, you knew about, you know, you get a nickname, Grocery Joe. You know, you get, and what do you think? What are you like? This is wild. Like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is wild. This is crazy.
So the next move is move to LA?
No, the next move was, all right, I guess I'll see what happens. I get social media. I get a little bit of a following. They cast me on Paradise.
Gotcha.
And the only reason I moved to LA, well, I was dating somebody that lived in LA.
Right.
And I got cast in on Dancing with the Stars. So I had to move to LA.
Did you go on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Holy, that is fucking, this doesn't happen this way.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You're very much like an anomaly from the franchise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't think what happened to you, I mean, obviously it never happened before, but I don't think it'll ever happen again.
It can't.
The stars just really had to align for you.
Right, the Instagram stuff is like different now.
Yeah.
You know, you see people on the show this season, like they didn't get the pop off. Like now people are tossing sauce on themselves.
Just
to get attention, you know? Yeah. You were on there going, ah, shucks, and then done.
Not to downplay my story. Because I love
it. I like your story.
I'm a big fan of just building myself up. Not to downplay it, but I do believe like the show was ready for like a night one guy to blow up. Like I think that was happening. I had heard like the season before there was a night one guy that was getting some traction on social media, but I just don't think the show was paying that much attention to the internet yet at that point. So like when it happened to me, Twitter was so loud, and I think ABC really like recognized that and said, okay, let's actually give this guy a shot.
Let's play it up a little bit.
Let's play it up. Let's put him on Paradise and see if it works. Because if I don't go on Paradise, I'm done.
Well, you're riding the wave at that point.
Yeah.
Wasn't Becca's season, though, because I'm trying to remember, wasn't that kind of like right in the middle of the social media pop-off?
I would say we just had Bachelor Dad on, and she kind of went over that a little bit. But you're right. It was like Becca, Hannah Brown. Is kind of that like
there was like a few seasons right in the middle, I feel like, where it was just like social media had just taken off, Instagram had just taken off, and all of these people were starting to gain like crazy followers coming off the show.
Well, I think it was Ben. I think Ben's season was the start of it. It was like Becca Tilly, JoJo Fletcher, Ben. Yeah. They all blew. They were like the first.
Right.
And then, but I think the difference between those seasons and kind of that other chunk of seasons is there was like you said, they admitted to it. You know, like it was like here for the wrong reasons became, well, social media. Yeah. You know, everyone's making the 15
before
joke.
It was like, oh, you're like chasing fame.
Right.
You want to be a star. You want to be a reality star. And then it turned into you want to be an influencer.
Exactly. Well, and also like the chasing fame thing is like, who has ever gone from The Bachelor to primetime TV? It's never happened. So like that was kind of like. Yeah.
A stretch.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHLER10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHLER10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHLER10.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So, Serena, you go on Matt James this season.
Yeah.
You go on, and it's like quarantine. You're in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then you come out of that, and you left the show on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. So I made it to hometown. Mm-hmm. I think we were the second season. We were right after, I believe, Tayshia Claire's season. So we were the second season to do, like, the full lockdown quarantine.
Yes.
Filming. So we were on Wednesday, which is beautiful, by the way. I mean, I would say
the Nima Colin.
Nima Colin. Yeah. Yeah, it was gorgeous. I sent myself home right after hometowns and just, yeah, go back to
what about it made you send yourself home? Do you have, is there like, I'm sure there's a very gracious way to explain it. And I'm sure there's a true way. And then there's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I mean,
she was waiting for a grocer.
I was really hoping I had a shot with Chris Churchill. No, I think, I mean, like, the honest answer really is, like, I really liked Matt. Like, we had a connection. I really, like, in the beginning was like, whoa, there's something here. But as time went on, I was just like, he's a great guy. He's not the guy.
Not for me.
Yeah.
But it's got to, I guess I asked the question, not because I understand a match could not occur, but like, people don't send themselves home. Like, there was a lot made last season of the woman on the night one was like, I don't like him. She got a little drunk.
Yeah.
Right? That was hilarious.
She's like, he's not a man, like something with like chicken wings or something.
Right. I want a guy who can eat chicken. Yeah, yeah. She went into like this whole like you know, soliloquy on how he was not enough of a man. Clayton wasn't a guy for her, but you know, there is some truth to that where you go, yeah, why don't more people go, But then there's that, you know.
But I think there's like a, like almost like a God complex created with these leads where you're like, you're being told all day, every day, like how amazing they are. Let's talk about how hot they are, what a catch they are. Like, they're the perfect partner for life kind of thing, which like, I mean, hey, like, a lot of the leads are really great, but it doesn't mean, like, the odds that one person is going to match perfectly with 30 contestants is just, it's not going
to
happen.
Everyone's that to someone.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. But
there's, like, a competition element of, like, ooh, like, who does he like better? And, you know.
How do you send yourself home? Who do you go to?
I mean.
Right? Like, you go to a producer, you're like, get me the fuck out. Like, what do you say? Is it awkward?
I'm trying to think. No, it wasn't awkward. It was more just like sad for me, but I didn't feel awkward, but I was actually relieved because there was a period where I was like kind of struggling of what should I do here? I'm kind of having realizations this might not work out for me. And I remember, I think it was like in an interview and they had me in there for a while. I was talking, just kind of talking through it. And I think I eventually was like, I think I need to leave. Like,
yeah.
I don't think this I should be it. Here. This is not it for me. And like, now that I know that, like, I want to get out now. Like, I was not looking to drag it out.
Right. But then have that woman who pulled up in the minivan come pick me up.
Yeah, like right. circle her back around, get right. me in the car. My luggage will be packed in an hour. I need to go. But you don't have control over like how, when, where it happens. So you then are kind of just a sitting duck waiting for them to like allow you to talk to him. Like if it was my choice, I would have like jumped in a car and gone to his house and been like, hey, I just had this realization, like,
right.
don't want to waste your time. Super anxious, get me out of here.
Right. They don't just like have a camera crew ready to go to have this scene taped because they need
and to. Especially like, during hometowns, like they've got a schedule, right? Of right. like, you know, sorry, tomorrow's someone else's hometown. Like, we're not stopping that to let you break up with Matt.
Okay, so you leave the show. You're 24, you're 36.
Yeah.
I'm 37. Okay. If they were like, hey, Jared, we want to send you to a beach with bunk beds and crabs running around and you're going to be up all night. You're not going to sleep at all. And yeah, there'll be, you know, women that I would be like, I'll buy my own vacation. Like I don't want, I can understand at 24. I would say, get me to that beach.
But I mean, he knew what he was getting himself into. He'd been
well, that's his point. But that's my point. Yeah, like, were you?
Why
would you go? I know why Serena would go on. Cause I know why I would go on at 24. Booze, chicks, beach, free.
Yeah.
There's a point where I go, when I turn 30, I go, there's going to be a bunk bed, no AC. Like, I turn into, like, old
Which
Jewish
woman.
Which
are things woman. I didn't know. You get there and you're like, okay. this is not the luxury conditions I thought I was signing up for.
Right, right. You thought the Ritz.
yeah. I was like, oh, we're going to upgrade from our quarantine hotel, and we did not.
No.
it's like what? Open windows, sand in your bed.
How do you go back? How do you...
Okay,
because I always say, I always believe it's, like, nothing harder than... being above 30 in the bachelor or bachelorette house. Like, cause you gotta be around people who are like wide eyed. You went broke, got money, had a whole life.
Yes.
And now you're around someone who's 25 going, like, especially the men. I'm not just talking about the women, the men going, oh, I'm gonna be whatever. And you're gonna go, just shut the fuck up. You know, like, I can understand.
Well, there's clips of me like half sleeping all the time.
Because I made fun of you. You were dressed and like, you didn't even get dressed.
Yeah, half the time. Well, cause I was like, I know how this works. Okay, so why I went on though, you know, we had the pandemic, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
that was a solid year of, like, I had just gotten out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I was like, oh, well, you know, like, I guess I am, like, kind of lonely.
Right.
Like, I'm, you know, whatever.
Play the sad music.
But no, I mean, that played a big part. Mm. And then I have a podcast with a call clickbait, little plug. Mm-hmm. I have my pasta sauce. I have this following
Sundays
with Joe.
Sundays with Joe. Plug again.
Yep.
Erewhon.
No.
Which you don't like. No. we'll get into it. I've put a little pin in that.
No, but have this Instagram following and don't really, you know, I had left my job. So I'm in like this weird space. Don't really know what I'm going to do. So I look at the benefit on a business side, like if I go on, really can't hurt.
Picking up eyes, picking up listeners, which we have to admit to these things.
Oh, yeah. Like
that's okay. Yeah. You're going to be entertained. You're going on to entertain people, like whether you fall in love or not, that's an added bonus.
Well, especially for you, it was already kind of your career. Like you were already in it.
Yeah. And it was, so that was a huge factor. And the other one was it had worked before. Mm-hmm. I've now been single for 2 years and really haven't met anybody that was serious. I am somewhat of like a helpless romantic. Like I think like, you know.
Right. Plus, you know, this is something I don't think the Bachelor audience has any empathy for the Bachelor contestants. I do think like when you guys get engaged, do an engagement party a year later, there must have been a DM that's like, oh, waited a year on it, huh? Oh, you know, like they think that the show ends and why aren't you just like us? And it's like, well, that's not how it goes
down. They're like, why aren't you married yet?
Yeah, why aren't you married? And they do have an investment in your relationship, which I would understand could be annoying, but also nice. You know, it goes both ways. But, you know, you go on the show, who would you have more in common with than someone else on pair? You guys have things in common that people wouldn't have in common.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's like, so you're going back into a dating app for contestants, you know, reality show contestants, right?
And I was like, I didn't think it was going to happen, but I was ready. Like I was at that point in my
life.
You're
open to it.
I was ready to be in a serious relationship.
Serena, that has to show through because you got, and so I'm wondering what gets Serena drawn to Grocery Joe Does that have kind of play a part? Because there's going to be guys there also that are like, I'm here to fuck around. You know, you got, you know, to take shots and, you know, get some Instagram DMs. So like, yeah. Right?
You're definitely immediately like sussing out everyone's intentions. And just because maybe you didn't come down with the intention of falling in love doesn't mean you can't. But
right.
At the same time, but Joe had a rough couple first days. So it took me a minute to figure out if he was serious or not.
Mm.
Like on our first one-on-one day, I think you see me say like, you seem like you literally hate it down here. Like, why are you here? Like,
I don't think that.
I had food poisoning.
He had food poisoning. Oh. So the first day he was like emotionally struggling.
Okay.
And then for a lot of layered reasons. And then the second to like fifth day, I think he had food poisoning. But they weren't like, obviously it was like a new relationship, so he was like kind of downplaying it. But like I had to call the medic on him like twice.
Really?
Yeah. So
what kind of food was it? Stomach?
Stomach. I always.
It's what's like, the bathroom situation there?
There's bathrooms.
Houses? What is it?
I mean, the guys have their own little area where we.
That's gotta be brutal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not the greatest, but it's also you're living on a beach for free.
Right. I mean, but.
Okay, but the food poisoning sucks. Like, I had it too many times, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Because there's no AC.
And no privacy.
No privacy, and you still have filming obligations. So, like.
Hey.
Yeah. I just remember being like, get me all the drugs you can get me
to push
me through this. But it took me a minute because I was like, I know you're sick, but I'm trying to figure out. This is working. Are we clicking and are you just sick? Or like, are you not into this? Because the first day he like almost left. So I was like,
So you were almost about to leave and then like, no, wait, we have your ex-girlfriend. She's going to show up.
Well, I was.
Is that kind of part of it? Is that there? Are they like, we have a huge surprise. You're going to ruin it.
I don't think
no,
I was.
No, but you liked me.
I liked her.
And then once you got over the food poisoning, we were like.
Time to date.
Into each other. All good.
I liked her. I don't think I was ever going to leave. But when I was doing my first interview, I was like, I'm 36 years old. I'm back on this fucking show.
Right.
What am I doing? It was more like, what am I doing?
I understand it completely. No. I just took a trip alone to France. I had 17 of those moments.
Yeah.
Where I was like, what am I doing here? How did life bring me here? That's why why I keep harping on the age thing. Cause I feel a connection to you. I understand you're single. You're 36. You're going, I'm on a fucking island. Yeah. You know,
but I kind of liked that you were feeling that way. Cause it meant you were like a real person.
Do you know what I mean? Like, find that there was a lot of not real people? I'm not asking for names. I'm like, what do you see in people there that you go, oh, there's a.
It's just like everyone is coming down on like a scale of trying to put their best foot forward, right? And it's like, how far are you trying to go to make yourself look good? Like, are you just trying to put your best foot forward? Or are you really trying to say and do everything to make yourself look good? Which I don't
think
Joe
shows up in clogs and a t-shirt from 1982.
I was like, this dude is just showing up as himself and like wearing every emotion on his sleeve.
Right.
Like, he literally doesn't care how he looks right now. He's just being 100%. Like, honest with what he's feeling. So that was like, I was like, I trust that.
Of course. See, and then you get off the show, you're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And families. We're meeting each other's families. We're good to go.
We just met at the engagement party.
Yeah. Both your families just met.
Yeah.
What was it like meeting each other's families?
For us, like with her parents, it was a little rougher because she's only 24.
Mm-hmm. Are they a little questioning you?
Yeah. Yeah. She's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So we're from different countries.
Sure.
I'm
aware of
they're very traditional where you know, like obviously ask for the hand in marriage, which wasn't an option, like
right.
Certain things like that where I think
I know that was going to be coming, like the idea of like we're going to have some issues here.
Yeah, they took it hard. Like he's playing nice about it. They took it really hard. Like no shade to my parents.
No, it's hard.
I would take it hard too. I knew they were going to take it hard. It was part of the reason like after we got engaged, I think I said it multiple times. I think they showed it once. I was like, my parents are going to kill me.
Oh my God.
And I was saying it in a joking way, but like
you just know your parents know what they want, but also you're a part of what they don't want. Like it's not like you're an active participant
in this. I just don't think anyone like friends, family, they were supportive. You know, when I went on the show, my dad really was struggling when I went on the first time, but then was like supportive of going on it again after he saw like it kind of went okay. But I don't think anyone thought I would get engaged. Like I didn't even think I would get engaged. I don't think any of the producers on the show thought I would get engaged. Like I'm just an extremely logical, like step-by-step person. So to do something that fast to someone, you know, there's an age difference, there's a country difference.
Are they pushing you? Are they saying, you know, an engagement? You know, like, is there like a little Jewish woman on the show? Like, you know, you should make this happen. Like, is that how it goes? Because it does feel like at the end, I think Bachelor in Paradise is kind of ruined by the engagements. Like, I don't think it helps the show.
They have a lot more successful engagements, though, than...
That may be the case, but I'm saying as far as, like, watching's concerned, they're like, and there might be an engagement. I'd rather, like, people couple up. Okay, go home. We'll check in with you at the tell-all. Like, I want to see new people, you know, kind of crisscross. So it does, but because I was like, oh, I hadn't watched Paradise, but then I'm like, oh, three engagements. I was like, we don't need this.
Yeah.
Did they kind of, like, chirp at you a little bit?
I mean, you kind of just know, like, it's an, like, this is where it could potentially be heading.
I see the approach, like, every couple differently. Because some couples are like, we want to get engaged. Like, I remember Kenny, like, day two was like, yeah, I proposed to Mari right now. Like, let's go.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas for us, we were definitely.
This was before or after he hooked up with.
Before.
And it's not
and
like.
After, though, you know?
Right.
And it's not like they're going to tell me anything that's going to make me be like, oh, you know what? You guys are right. I'll do it. They're not going to offer you money or anything like that.
Well, do they go like, you know, we got the ring guy. What's his name?
Neil Lane.
Like, is Neil Lane waiting in a sarcophagus, like ready to pop out and offer you a ring?
They have the rings. They have the rings there. And then it's like, do you want to see the rings? And you're kind of.
Of course.
I was like, why wouldn't I want to see the ring? And I took the ring and said, I told the producer, I don't know if I'm going to do this.
Right.
And he's like, fine. And, you know, and I thought about it. And for me, I'm pretty logical. I'm also a gambler.
And you're a gambler and you're romantic, which in that setting is like the perfect.
Exactly.
Form. Right.
And I weighed my options and I really didn't want to be in another bachelor relationship. And I thought if I was going to leave in one, it was going to last.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, why not? And if she said no, I thought there was pretty good odds that I'd be the bachelor. So.
There.
Sorry, I said yes. You're like, sorry to disappoint you.
No, you lost out on a lot. You know, listen, now you
But they didn't know. They didn't know if I was going to say yes or not because I didn't know he was going to propose and I was really resistant to a proposal.
Hold on. You bring up something that I've actually thought about. The idea that you two getting together is like, it is a choice between love and kind of money. Like the idea of like becoming, if I don't get this, I might become the bachelor.
Sure.
Right. If I don't end up in a relationship, I can be, you know, the bachelor audience follows single people on their next journey.
Yeah.
Like becoming in a couple is a different type of public, you know, like it's a different link to swipe up on, so to speak. And do you feel that? Do you have that thought of like, do we disappear now? Like, you know, like there's got to be a fear of that because the bachelor community, oh, they get involved in the People magazine, so-and-so dating so-and-so. People come addicted to that. I can understand that. So is there a thought of that?
I don't know. I mean, there wasn't for me at least because I didn't want to leave in a relationship and then just have it kind of end.
Mm.
I also think you're a little off.
Okay.
The Bachelor Nation, the community loves couples.
Yeah.
They do.
They do love couples. Yeah. So you could like... Like we're able to monetize,
of course,
but neither of us are the type of people that would have done it for them.
You don't come off that way at all. I just know that you go on the show and they go off the show, and there's like nightclub bachelor people, and then there's like coupley bachelor people. It's like who do people keep up with? I guess you're right. People keep up with the coupley ones in a different way.
Yeah.
But the, you know, in the same maybe numbers.
Well, especially because, I mean, people watched our entire like big moments of our love story from start to finish. So I just feel like they have a really big insight into our relationship and like our whole backstory.
There's an investment too.
An investment. If you leave single, like, yes, you might end up in a relationship with someone. And if they're maybe from the franchise, that's great. You know, you have like a mutual audience, but there's never going to be, and I'm just guessing here, but my assumption is there's never the same kind of level of investment in a couple that you haven't seen the behind the scenes of their relationship.
I think you're right. And I guess my point is more that you guys head off on your own island. You know, you're not, you know, that you do see those like, the, you know, a group of people take a trip and it does feel like they're doing an influencer conference of sorts. You know, like it does seem like they've planned this for ulterior motives than that they're actually friends.
Yeah, we ended up on one of those accidentally recently.
Really?
Yeah. Well, wasn't as big. It was in Mexico. But those are usually, honestly, like, I hate those type of events.
You don't seem like you're into it. I told you, reluctant king. Yeah. You were awarded this out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go to those and you just like, are there people that, is there groups in the Bachelor, you know, Alumni Association? Are there people that are, you know, planning the 10-year reunion? Are there people that you're like, oh, fuck that person? Like, how does it work out like that?
I think it's just such a big franchise now. There's so many past contestants that, like, yes, it's more just, like, different friend groups, you know? Like, who's friends with, like, similar to high school. Like, it's like, who gets close with who? Oh, she's right. In senior when I was a freshman kind of thing.
Who's the old person that keeps showing up to things that you're like, oh, my God, just go move away? There's got to be that person.
I guess it's
me. It's you, no.
You're recent enough. Yeah. Like, who's the person that's going to the high school parties and they're like a senior in college and you're like, I can't believe they're still coming to these things?
I don't know. We don't go enough stuff, yeah, that's kind of an L.A. question. Someone lives in L.A.
Yeah, there's a whole San Diego crew. Kay would know.
Kay knows the San Diego crew. She's involved.
She's the band leader of that crew.
The San Diego, the embassy of Bachelor Nation. That is where everyone kind of hangs out.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer. Streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So, listen, this is great. I'm happy you guys came on the show. Let's talk about Erewhon. What do you think of that market?
I lived across the street from Erewhon and went there all the time because it's great.
Because it's recently become a thing. I guess Hailey Bieber became a fan of their protein shakes or something.
Yeah, that was a while back.
What, you know the industry?
They have great. They have great product. Their produce is very fresh.
Okay, I am obsessed with this because this is my favorite part of the
They have you know, like their smoothie bar is great. Yeah, like, they have all like if you're into like organic or you know like top of the line brands. They have. It's just extremely expensive.
So you know the markups. You're looking. Look at a tomato. You go look what they're getting for a tomato. This is crazy.
I was calling my friends back in Chicago. Like this is what they're selling grapes for. Like, what are grapes doing in the market? Yeah, because it's insane.
Well, I when you're a part of any industry and you know what the money situation is, you go, oh my God, they're getting away with murder out here.
Well, the money that's made in a grocery store is all from produce and hot foods. That's the biggest profit.
So that counter, like the prepared foods, like those, like the ones where it's like the wing dings and stuff.
The salad bar and all that's where all the money is.
Oh,
so
really?
That's why Whole Foods has like such a commitment to that area.
Yes, because and there's no waste, right? If you have anything that's going bad, you throw in that.
You start making new dishes with stuff on at the end.
Yep.
So that's basically telling us don't eat the hot food at a grocery store.
No. I think you could eat it. I'm just saying, like, if it were to stay on the shelf for another 2 days,
then it's wasted money for the market.
Wasted money. Yep.
Wow. So what's your favorite market in the country? Well, how would you rank the markets?
Oh, I mean, well, it depends on
like Publix. You know, have you been to a Publix?
I've never been to a Publix.
You need to make for social media. That's tomorrow. You need to go to a Publix, get a pub sub. You will now attract the southeast of the country.
I was going to say that's Florida, right?
Publix? Florida, you know, the Carolinas. My parents live in Boca now, and like okay. Publix, and I'm from Boston, so I go into a Publix. It's like a big special day for me, and it's like, and people the. As far as people reacting, people have a love for the Publix pub sub. They okay. got a chicken finger sub that is like the move.
This is just something that I would never hear in Canada. A chicken finger sub.
Right. Breading.
Surrounded by bread.
Surrounded by bread.
Right. Delicious.
The most American sandwich there
very has ever American.
Yeah, right.
Very.
Well, we had a fried calamari sandwich in Spain, in Madrid.
Yeah, that was good.
That's delicious. Well, in Baltimore, they have crab cake sandwiches.
I love
that. Those are good.
I love crab cakes.
Unreal. So yeah. Wait, hold on. So is he annoying to go to a supermarket with? Or do you notice these things? Do you notice him like looking at things differently?
I like it because he always picks out really good produce. Like he you know looks what for to things do.
That oh, I know I would, produce.
You like know. I'll pick up a tomato and he'll I don't be know like, much, no.
but I know.
What's produce. The key to a good? Okay, let's go through the produce. What's the key to a good tomato?
I think just firm, red. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What produce do you think you're the most
red?
Red. It's, you might, oh, you are good at this. Red tomato. Who would have thought? What's your, you know, is there any other tips? We want.
I like the tomatoes like that still have the vine on them. Like the tomatoes on the vine are really? Always really good. Yeah. If you're going to get jarred tomatoes, San Marzano. You know, if you're going to get a sauce, Sundays with Joe.
Where's Sundays with Joe selling?
Mariano's in Chicago. A bunch of stores in Chicago. And we're at, in Rhode Island at Ashley and Jarrett's coffee shop. He just bought some.
And online.
And online. Where do you go? Sunday Joe's.
SundaysWithJoe.com. Watermelons, you want to tap them. They got to feel hollow.
Okay.
If it's like a thump, it's no good.
Okay.
That's big.
Good to know.
Honeydews and cantaloupe, you really want to buy during the summer because okay. those are coming from California, Turlock. It's a farm. Those are the best.
I hope there's someone listening like with a pen.
I was going to say, is this what your audience is looking
this
for
This is
today?
What I'm looking for. I don't care what they need. Listen, this is prime podcast.
You're running to Publix.
You've
right
done this already. You've got, yeah, I'm going to Publix. You guys have done this. You've gotten all the questions, right? Like people... What yeah. what is there even left to say?
It's true. This is the first. I like it.
Yeah. When's the wedding?
September.
Next year. Joe keeps saying September.
You want a September wedding?
I don't.
Football season?
I mean.
What are you doing to your friends?
I mean, we'll watch football. We don't know exactly where we're getting married. We're talking about Vegas. So if it's in Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Why Vegas? What?
Well, we're not doing
your
like.
Your parents are mad enough, Serena.
My parents got married in Vegas.
Oh, we're not really? Getting married by an
Elvis. It was like a beautiful backyard yeah. wedding. It wasn't Elvis. Okay.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're not getting married by an Elvis in person.
I don't know. Probably like you said Vegas. No.
My friend actually got married at the Encore, and it was like a beautiful
Encore is beautiful. Yeah, hotel, yeah.
So I'm thinking if we get married on Saturday in Vegas, Sunday's football.
Right.
Everyone's hungover.
You can bet. You can gamble.
Yeah, you can right. watch football
lines up exactly with what.
What do you think of his gambling? Are you okay with it?
I'm not a gambler, like at all. I'm actually very the opposite.
She's very
of my
conservative.
Money. I'm conservative.
Right.
I'm a saver.
So do you sit over his shoulder? Have you guys gone to Vegas together?
No, I've never been to Vegas.
What do you play?
Blackjack, roulette, sports.
Roulette?
Yeah, I love roulette.
Really?
Yeah.
The worst odds in the whole casino. That's how I know you have a problem.
Well,
Serena, watch out. Don't let him have the ring.
You know, I when I was there last time, I put 200 on 25.
Which is my birthday.
Which is her birthday and hit. Paid out.
Come on.
Yeah. And then the next, I put 100 on 31 and hit.
100 on, what are the odds? It's 30.
35 to 1. So right there was like 11 grand.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that now you're going to play roulette forever.
It's no, listen, I don't, no, I'm not like.
The next day, it's up and down.
Like I go to Vegas once a year.
Sports, I'm football? Not,
football, baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah. But I don't, honestly, I don't really gamble that much.
No, I mean, I come from a family of gamblers.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, you know, football. Now that they have the apps, like I'm playing, you know, I do all the games. Like,
yeah,
I want to.
I have it very, I'm very, like, controlled.
My right. issue,
like, I go to Vegas once a year. I'm not hitting up the local casino.
Right. You're not.
Ever.
My issue with gambling, though, in general, especially with you, is the losses are always worse than the wins are good. Like, it's like you win, right. You're a 6 but out of 10 happy. You lose, you're a 10 out of 10 upset. And it ruins like, that's a why couple
you,
hours.
Well, that's why you gamble. Or I know that's not why you want to be happier than when you lose.
It's like
but
the thrill.
The thrill, but also the only good stories to tell are losing stories. Winning stories aren't as really that much yeah. fun to tell.
Like everyone's like, great, so happy for you. You won a bunch of money. Losing, yeah. people are like, we're in it together.
Right, right, right. We're all losers.
Yeah, yes. I hate it.
Right.
I would just want to win. I'd lose $20 in Vegas and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be at the
I'm out of here.
I'm
Get
out.
Me out of
Thank
here.
Thank you.
I'd yeah. rather lose my money in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the bar. Well, listen, this was great. I'm happy you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming on. This is
of course.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Go follow Joe and Serena. Follow their love. The wedding is September. I'll keep you to it.
Joe has said it in like 4 interviews now. We haven't even looked at a venue.
You haven't looked at a venue.
No. We don't even know where we're going to get married. Like Vegas right. is an option.
But like, at our engagement party, everyone's like, so apparently the wedding's September. I'm like, says who? And they're like, your fiance.
He's like, I got to pay a me. Debt. To a casino in Vegas. So we're going to do this.
I just figure it's far enough down the road that like we could figure it out.
Well, it also gets people off your case.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, a year, 2023, you know, like yeah. that. And that's the thing. You're in a relationship. When are you getting engaged? When are you moving in? When are you getting engaged? When are you getting married? When are you having a baby?
Yeah.
When are you, you know, and on and on and on until we die. So, you know, it's, get rid of these people.
Yeah.
September, right. you heard it here.
You heard it here first on
or
The Bachelor.
Third, maybe.
So, are you guys going to watch Paradise? Do you guys watch the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he does Clickbait, which is like a partial recap podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So I watch, yeah.
What do we think?
Of this season?
Yeah. I forgot to ask you.
I mean,
do you think of the two Bachelorettes?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it for this season. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't want them to do two Bachelors next season,
Me neither,
it was different. I think it worked with the situation they had with the two girls in Clayton. And I could see like down the line in like 2-3 years, them doing like double Bachelors if they had another right. unique. But it's different.
But
you
it's
know?
Unique it because I think it works because of them.
Because what they went through and
right.
because they're actually friends. I think if they didn't like each other, it was like two random girls from the season paired together. I don't think it would have worked.
Totally agree. What do you think?
I think we're getting, and you had mentioned this about people on Paradise. Mm. I think we're getting some guys now that everyone's just so worried about getting hate on social media that everybody seems so rehearsed and it's getting a little.
Yeah, we were talking about this with the Mental All, how like back in the day when like people weren't scared of getting like ripped apart on social
right.
media, it was just so much more entertaining because people would say whatever they want and then they go to the bar and then they move on with their life. Whereas
right.
now there's like so much fear, so there's just so much less like.
I mean,
everyone's trying to be like the perfect mold of a Bachelor contestant.
It was insane. I mean, when the men kept going, and I think women should get paid more than men.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like, it's, you know, they all do. There's a little bit of that. This last Men's Tell All was such a, they went over the cliff of believability.
Yeah.
It's right. Not, you know?
I think people forget, like, especially contestants now, it's a reality show.
Right.
It's a fucking reality show.
And people want to be entertained.
People, exactly. We're not. I shouldn't be a role model for your child.
Right.
Like, that's not what I'm doing. Like, that's
right,
not
right.
like, that should not be the case. So you need like.
Timmy's going to, you know, put a thousand on black.
I went back and YouTubed our, the Mental All from my season. And it's hysterical.
Yeah, it was incredible.
You have people telling everyone that like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck
right.
you. Like, and it just, but it's
and
funny.
You have like, because I watched, he showed it to me after we watched The Mental All for Rachel and Gabby, and you've got Colton mm-hmm. like ripping into people and going off, and he still becomes the next Bachelor, but it's like entertaining, you know?
Right.
It's not him being an asshole.
Well, it's fake. I mean, people want to watch they're going to make the next Bachelor whoever's entertaining. They're not going to, it doesn't, and it's a miscalculation, but they.
And that's not everyone. Like, that's not me as a person. I'm never going to be that person on TV because that's not me in real life. But I think there are people that go on the show and, like, restrict who they are and restrict their opinions because they're scared of how they're going to be perceived. But, like, people like watching real people have emotions and opinions.
Right. I mean, if you're going to give no opinion, you might as well just be forgotten because, and that's, you know, the news is everyone's an extreme. No, everyone loves or hates. You know, there's no meh retweet. You know, like that never happens. I think also what has to do with that is the fact that it was two women.
Yeah.
You know, this is a petri dish and you put in two women. Now the men aren't in as much competition with each other. Right. So they don't hate each other as much. So there's not much to talk about. I thought this season was...
That's a good point.
The one problem I had with the season, I like them as the dual bachelorettes, but we knew them. We don't know anybody. Yeah. It doesn't feel like we got enough time with anyone on the show.
No.
To even know
each contestant's time is like split in half.
Right.
No, I agree completely. That's definitely.
What do you think of this week's episode?
The men tell all?
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah. I mean, I like making fun of weird things that happen. So when they bring out champagne with the Virgin Cruise, like, I'm okay with that. But it got a little addy.
Yeah.
Like, it got a little sponsor heavy. But I don't know. I think it seems to me, I don't know anyone that works on the show. You guys know these people. You know, I'm sure you have relationships with producers and the people who work on it, good and bad. Mm-hmm. And as a viewer, it seems to me this show is one of a few shows that gets money, that makes money. Like, live TV is, like, in trouble.
Yeah.
Sports and The Bachelorette, that's it.
Yeah.
So they're just, it feels like they're riding it out. Like, there were so many opportunities with Two Bachelorettes to be creative. They didn't take one shot except for the initial premise.
Yeah, but I also think that is partly due to the guys just being more reserved.
Right.
It's like, if you had people like calling people out
right.
and going, yeah, they're going to show that.
Right.
I don't think like with
like all, there wasn't even a 2-on-1.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. like with all the ads, like it was definitely ad heavy.
Yeah.
But they should have done a 2-on-1 with Rachel, Gabby and Logan.
Yeah.
That. You want to jump sides? See, 2-on-1 yeah. with The Bachelorette.
This is the creativity I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, let's see who you like.
Yeah, yeah, but I think they were just like, we can't do anything that puts them against
each other. I know. Well, this is, again, the fear of
social media.
Social media yeah. of, you know, and I agree with you. Like, I watch this show to be entertained. This is the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
Let them fight the lion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. I do understand that, like, a lot of social issues come into the show. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, they seem afraid of what the feedback, because that's a great idea to me.
I mean, I think it would have been entertaining.
Right.
I don't know if people would have liked it. But I mean, if they're going to have people pour sauce on themselves, it should be Sundays with Joe next time.
Right.
I tweeted.
How could they not?
I tweeted.
How did they?
I didn't even get a call, you know?
No call. They go, we got a meatball. Just have it ready.
No call.
Have it in the room.
Yeah.
Just. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
How do we get you on more store shelves? How do we work this out?
I mean, we're slowly, we're doing it. We're in about, I would say we're in about close to 100 stores in Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago. I'll go and I'll pick some up. I'm going not this weekend, but the next weekend.
Okay. Nice.
I'll go pick some up. I'll put it on stage with me.
Perfect.
At the venue.
I love to do it.
And then I'll pour it on myself at the end.
When are you going to be there? What?
September 9th.
That's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get in there September 14th. So
two ships passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two virgin cruises.
I would have went to your show.
I would have had you.
Yeah. Fun.
Next time. Next time. I'll get you guys to a show. You live in New York now.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll get you guys to a show. We'll make that happen. Yeah, but thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Go follow Joe and Serena. It's going to be all in the bio this episode. Go Sundays with Joe, sundayswithjoe.com. Anything else?
Clickbait.
That's the podcast. Sweetie, you don't have a podcast?
No, I don't have a podcast. I filled in on Bachelor Happy Hour for a season.
Okay.
But podcasting's his forte at the moment.
Love it. Well, thank you guys. We'll be back. Everyone go follow BachelorPod on Instagram. We have the Amy's running we sent out an email, right? The newsletter. It's a big deal. People love it. So go sign up for the newsletter. We'll be back next week. Boom.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.